Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey Townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Gautier.
Rene Gautier. Sounds like a professional wrestler. Rene Gautier.
Thank you. Could
be a guy who would always load up the orthopedic boot. Rene Goulet was a wrestler way back. Are you for real? Not even joking.
Rene Goulet.
What was their finisher?
So he had a brain claw.
No, you're not making this up.
R-E-N-E?
Stop with the phones.
Rene Goulet. I
mean, two E's at the end, or did he go hard boy style?
I don't know.
E-T-T-E.
God.
That's my guess. I don't know. They roll deep.
Why are we talking wrestling? Because you work for the WWE.
You did a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, I did. I wrote for them for 3 months.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Just to dip that toe in that water, and you've done stand-up with the great Dolph. I want to say Dolph Lundgren, but Dolph Ziggler.
I wish it was Dolph Lundgren.
Rene Goulet.
Look at sexy Rene Goulet is.
Rene Goulet looks like your dad's racquetball partner.
Yes. Look at, look
Rene
at that hair
Goulet.
Part.
Rene Goulet. Come on, Dan.
No. That's right,
if a truck stop took human form.
So, I mean,
that's why I like him.
It is. And the world of wrestling in some ways is incredibly
smart.
Back
when you're like, if you were willing to put on the Speedo, you were
Show
a professional
them.
Wrestler. You were if you were willing to put on the Speedo.
Right.
Oh, you could be a fat guy who just opens up his mail at a diner every month.
His skin looks like he's like, you know, they oil up before they go out, but
they
he
do.
Looks like he's just like not well. Like that's like, why he's a little
that's
damp.
That's like fish oil
yeah,
coming out.
Yeah, that's like damp.
He feels like
damp,
he constantly damp. Says he's doing it for his daughter, but he's never met her.
He's never met her.
And you know how
that's
they
like
say,
does the carpet match the drapes? I got news for you. The drapes don't match the drapes on this
I got news for you. One it's all carpeted.
Yeah. It's head to toe, wall to wall.
One drape doesn't match the other drape.
He inherited all his drapes.
Well, listen, this
that's
is
Rene Goulet. We've got Rene Gautier.
But this don't you wish you had Rene Goulet?
No, I'm so much happier we have you.
I'd hold his hand.
No. We've got to sort through the dumbness that's happening in this world. And you're here with us, and we have our for people who are listening at home, our Patreon fans who are at that level are enjoying
listening in
to this very fun live one with them. Let's jump into a story, shall we? Dan?
Ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Sent in by La Asesina.
The assassin. She's amazing.
Yes.
MMA.
Yep. La Asesina MMA. Thank
She's
you so
bodyguard.
Much.
She's our bodyguard.
She's awesome.
Here's the headline. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Man who took Viagra pills for a dare got extended erection. And here's how dumb that is. It's so dumb.
Don't do it.
It's so dumb.
How dumb is it?
Google Docs is trying, it's telling me constantly to autocorrect dare to date.
To date.
Because they're like, you have to mean he took it for
on a date.
No.
On a date. There's no date. No.
Right. That even Google Docs is like, you don't mean dare.
Do you know anyone who's used Viagra?
Yes. They never told me.
Oh, who? They never told you? That just happened?
No, I don't know. I mean, I like to imagine.
You made it happen.
I am the human.
I manifested
that. It's a
thing
of like young people.
Is it?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why do I not know that? I haven't been out in the world in a long time.
I heard
time.
There was a recall erection.
I mean, I guess our college times were
California.
Very different. But okay, ready?
You missed.
That's so weird.
I'm with it.
You this recall
right
time.
Are you on Viagra right now?
Like this
currently,
moment?
Currently, yes.
No.
Dan. No.
But so what is, so my question is, what is, you're supposed to call the doctor if the erection lasts
four
hours.
More than 4 hours.
Four hours.
Right.
Yeah.
But what is the.
Here we go. I'm going to read it
to you. What is too
if
much?
You go more than 4 hours, then someone should be playing horseshoes with you.
Here we go.
Something.
Yeah, you're essentially a Price is Right game. Yeah. Very problematic, but nonetheless. Yeah.
I would say Plinko.
An otherwise normal family man, Daniel Medforth, took the erection-enhancing drug Viagra to impress his mates.
Not his wife.
No.
His wife was probably like, get that thing away from me.
Now you know it's not from the USA, which is where I would...
Assume this would happen.
Feels
yes.
like a University of Alabama Auburn fight.
Yes.
He took an erection enhancing drug Viagra to impress his mates. Those aren't your real friends, just so you know.
No.
No. If they don't accept you for not being a shower,
yep.
leave it be.
Stop. What's, hold on one
Who
second.
Who would ever show their dick to their friends?
That's what I'm asking.
Ever, anyway,
Again,
ever.
We went to college at very different times.
That's sure.
Hold on. But first.
Never.
You ever hanging out with your friends and going, like, I've never sat with a group of girls and been like, who's got the biggest pussy? Yeah, like, I no know, one's ever. No one ever. Who gets harder down there?
Nope.
Do you guys
and,
do that?
No.
Who gets harder
well, that's what it feels
down
like.
There?
Down there. Well, the idea, though, that
it's, all right, let's see who can break boards.
It's like a Viagra
who's
party.
Got the Karate Kid dick.
That's just bizarre. That's just bizarre.
Smaggy in the background.
It doesn't make any sense. Yes. Yes,
Clap
Mr.
It off.
Oh, sweep the dick. You got a problem?
Hey. No sensei. No
that's
sensei.
Perfect.
Okay. To impress his
Sweep
mates.
The tripod.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But people, like, I'm not being sexist when I say this. Not a lot of women have appeared in the Jackass movies.
No.
Guys are dumb.
Smart. Very, very, very insightful.
I like
so.
To think, I like that you think the reason women aren't in the Jackass movies is
they're
because
not
they're not idiots.
No.
I have a feeling that they didn't invite any.
You're
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, it's true.
You're
Dude,
wrong.
I just saw a TikTok of a woman. Someone said to a woman who had just finished a beer that was like, okay, I forget her name. Like, I want to say Jeanette. Okay, Jeanette, parkour. And she's like, she's like looking. She's like parkour. She has to say it three times,
like Beetlejuice.
It's like a raccoon trying to get a raccoon to do a trick. Parkour, and she's like, "Okay, parkour." And she
that was perfect.
She puts like a
that
foot
was perfect
on a,
comedy delivery. Puts, oh, okay, parkour.
She puts a foot on a wall and then runs over and almost knocks over the railing of the bar
sure.
that they're at. She's
yeah.
like, every time she. Touches something, she says, parkour.
It's great.
This is like teaching a rat how to eat
yes.
cheese.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
She just does it all over everything. It was, I was like, so yeah, maybe
how about
that
the woman
person
who jumps
be.
Off the trampoline to go into the above ground pool and face first into
I
the
mean,
above ground
I
pool.
I
mean,
that's,
that's
Jackass.
I can't watch it, right.
I was
100%
like
Jackass.
I hope you're wrong. I shouldn't know.
No,
if
but
you're
what
wrong.
Were you going to say?
Hope they well, would invite
I was going to say that not only. Have I seen all the Jackasses?
Of course.
But I was a writer on Ridiculousness.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
there are more boy idiots than there are girls, but the girls exist. I've seen
of
a girl
they do.
Crush a watermelon with her breast.
No.
Like
what?
Slam it. And
no,
I was
yeah.
like, that's Ooh. Not going to go well for that's... you. Those are going to hang
and
down.
Then feed forever. And then feed a child. I know.
Wait. No.
I love that you're the
I'm
one
so
person
worried.
Consuming Ridiculous, granted for work, and being like, think about
building
your future.
Building it, not even consuming
building
it.
Building
it,
making
like,
it for the world.
But you want these clips. People to think about their future.
I do, because... That upsets me when boobs are just like. Oh,
did she have to pay a certain amount of money to Gallagher just for the
yeah,
rights
I mean,
to do that?
That's a great question. Uh-huh. I didn't clear the
or
loop,
Gallagher's
so
brother.
I wasn't sure.
Well, you
so
clear.
I saw a video, another video on TikTok that was, I think it was at the Auburn football game, Auburn or I don't know Georgia somewhere. This woman jumps out of her seats like
oh,
just
into
down
the
into the hedges.
Yes, and then she loses where she lives in the world, doesn't she? She like loses grasp of her place in the universe.
She thought she
got
went
lost.
Into quantum leap and
yes,
like went into
really
a different
did.
Dimension
she,
into the 1940s. Like, she thinks she's in the movie Green Book. So.
You guys have clearly never seen Real Housewives of New York City because that happens every season.
I've seen it, so I think the missing ingredient.
I think those
so
people
I'm
are doing
this.
It on purpose.
Dan, I'm gonna
you do?
Guys do yeah. dumb
Dan,
stuff
Dan.
With their dicks.
So,
I'm sorry, they just do dumb
let
stuff.
Let me explain something to you.
Please.
I think dudes will do dumb stuff just in life.
Yes.
And I think women will do it also, but with a. Enough alcohol has to be involved.
Yeah.
So you don't see a bunch of sober
she's
women
fine.
Sitting
she's
around.
Fine.
She's fine. She climbs in a bush.
You
I'm going to go
jump TikTok? She's fine. She's fine.
I just
she's
fine. Fine. First of all, she's not fine. Second of all, the more you
no
say
one,
she's fine,
and,
the less
it's a sound,
fine
so it actually
is
on like thousands yeah. of videos, but there's yeah. a few high watermarks.
Who are you responding to? No one asked if she was or no was not fine. So the fact that you're saying fine tells me that
she's not fine
and you're not fine. But
you can't determine what's
But I'm telling you, women will not, just a bunch of sober women sitting around won't
Don't
do Jackass.
She
well,
knows.
These guys probably
right
aren't
now.
Sober when they get out the Viagra and start daring each other to get their dicks hard.
That's in an AA group. That's not even.
They're stone cold.
They're stone cold.
Okay, he wanted to impress his mates. When he was surprised when his boner wouldn't go away, he ended up in a hospital.
Yep.
The lesson, they wrote this, not me, don't be a dick with your dick. Ever Aww. Got in from a night out feeling frisky and found that you might have had one too many whiskeys to perform? Well, that wasn't a problem for Daniel Medforth. We've changed so many angles
father,
in this article.
Father. He's a normal father.
Is he?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, he said he's a family man.
I know, but he could be. Well, yeah, but who knows how old his kids are. Well, that wasn't a problem for Daniel Medford. I mean, he is using Viagra. He still ended up frustrated, though, as his wife sent him off in a hospital instead.
Yeah.
Instead, in an act of drunken madness, he took.
Of course he was drunk.
How many Viagra pills for a laugh and ended up with an erection?
For a laugh.
For how many for days? Laugh. You're going to have two guesses here.
For how many days?
How many did he take?
For how many days?
And how many days but did he have an erection?
But for how long? For how long? Okay, let's hear it.
You're our guest.
You can go.
Do you
want to
go first, Tig, or third?
I think he took eight.
Okay.
You know how many days?
And what was the second?
How long did he have the erection?
How many days?
I think he had it for a day and a half.
Okay.
Day and a half.
Jay. Okay. Jason.
I think he took 14.
Ooh.
Okay.
And I think he had it for 3 days.
Okay.
Jesus. I think he took 20 and he had it for 5 days.
Okay.
This is a guy, I mean, they're not writing a story about it unless it's like
it is hell for this man.
You're right. I was too practical.
So dumb. No, it's okay. Yeah.
No, you never know.
You never know. You might be right.
I don't have a dick, so I don't even know.
Oh, man.
All right, thank God you don't have to worry about this. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll learn everything Renee's up to these days, where you can go see her in and around town or wherever she's heading next.
Yep.
And I will tell you all how many pills and how many days right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Renee Gauthier, how can people follow you? How can people go see you and support you?
What are you up to?
First, does my hair look weird with these? I don't know how to act.
Tendrils?
I'm so scared.
I love your tendrils.
Okay. Thank you, team.
Good. Looks very good.
The question was, how can people
follow you, support you?
At Nene Guder, which is because no one knows how to spell Gauthier. It's N-E-N-E-G-O-O-T-E-R, all over. That's where
Nene
she is.
Guder.
Nene Guder.
All everywhere.
Everywhere.
Feels like a Dukes of Hazzard character, but that's fine.
Well, I never heard that, and I like that way better than what anyone else has said.
Oh. Real Housewives of Atlanta?
I know. Well, Nene Leakes. Yeah, right. Everyone's like, ooh, look. And I'm like, no, it's Nene and Nene. And how dare you? The second question was, what am I doing?
What are you up to? Where can people go see you? Got any shows coming up in town or on the road?
Yes. I run a monthly show called Fresh Hair Comedy behind a barbershop. It's outside. It's in Echo Park. It's really great. You should all come and do
it. We would love to.
Well, we've never been asked that before. But
yeah. Oh, okay. Is October work for you?
Yes, of course.
So it's a monthly, but it's super great and worth. It's very COVID compliant, which I like to push.
Outside.
It's outside, but we also like take temps and do the whole shit because it's important to me, and I like to make the comedians feel fully comfortable.
Sure. Then the audience too.
Better comedy.
Yeah, totally. And it's BYOB if anyone comes.
Great.
What else?
BYOB, bring your own Viagra.
BYOB. I'm going to put that on the flyer.
BYOB. You have to.
Viagra. I mean, it can really be interpreted. Do you say stop?
No, don't.
Just to these two.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not you.
I went,
No, you don't dare bring up vagina. You continue. Yeah, have to stop.
We have a long-going rapport.
You can just follow me on Instagram to see what's coming next. I have a couple shows tonight, tomorrow night.
Awesome. Nene Guder.
Yeah.
I love it.
I think you're great.
Hit it.
Okay.
All right, Dan, tell us how many...
Wait, do you guys want to remind people of it?
Oh, yes, yes. Our Patreon, guys, we're doing new episodes of Cheap Seats, the first time in 15 years.
Do you guys think you'll eventually start like working in old characters? Like, let's say Glazer's in town, and he's like, I got an hour?
Maybe, or except just the way we have to shoot it is... I don't know, we'll see.
Maybe, if we can get him to self-shoot something.
Yeah, maybe we can get him to self-shoot. We'll see.
I just want you to go all the way with whatever
We need a budget to do this. This is very DIY, Dan.
But you have the most important thing, friends and Viagra.
I know. Cheaper Seats, friends and Viagra. So this is Cheaper Seats, and it's only available on our Patreon. And we've been steadily growing the Patreon.
I mean, I'd love to see a bunch of people. It's only five bucks.
$5 a month.
You get a new episode and extra interviews.
Patreon pods and all sorts of fun
stuff. And as far as me, DanielVanKirk.com. This will, I think, drop after I was at High Plains. But the tour is being pushed till the spring. In the meantime, Halloweengo. Costume contest bingo and help animals and kids and hungry people. You can
land
go
on
to
a free space if you,
you tell
want
a
that
secret.
Free space. You gotta
tell
get a secret. Secret.
That's October 27th. Plus, I do movie club. We're watching a horror movie. I think we might do The Babadook. I haven't decided yet. Oh, if I already have decided, I changed my mind. and then, yeah, all that stuff is out there. And join our Patreon.
Yeah.
I have one as well. It's $5. It. Okay, here we go. Okay.
I do not have a Patreon.
That's okay.
Here we go.
I'm going to get one.
What did you say? Pills and days?
Oh, fuck. Sorry. I keep swearing.
No one gives a shit.
A Viagra.
A Viagra in a day and a half. Jay, you said?
I said 14 Viagra, and I said 3 days.
I said 20 Viagra and 5 days. Okay. Now, I could be wrong. I have no idea.
I feel like he might have.
Maybe. The amount of pills.
None of us is exactly right, or else he would have told us.
The amount of pills that Daniel Medforth took to impress his friends.
Now I think it's like 40.
50.
He's dead.
35.
Oh, my God.
35.
I was right to go up the ladder.
Can I say this? That's too long of a time to be taking pills.
Oh, my God.
Just the amount of...
35 of anything.
You're not... You're at least doing that by the way, 30, four chunks. You can't do...
35 Tic Tacs and you'll have an erection for a week.
17 and 18 pills if you split it in half. You can't do that.
What?
I think that's
you would
just
choke trying to swallow that. You're at least going three at a time. So you did that... you
10
did that
times.
11 times.
Are these people rich?
Yeah.
Are they just like,
that's a lot
you know
of
what would be
waste.
So funny, mate?
I know.
If we
could throw away hundreds of dollars.
Viagra. That's what I mean. Like,
wow.
They have to, like,
pounds.
Pounds.
35 pills.
Is it the real brand Viagra? I
that's
just need to know
say.
About
We're
their
finances.
We're not
going
Cialis.
I don't know.
Yeah. No. Metric? Is it metrics?
Okay.
35?
Mexican Viagra.
35. All right. What were the days?
She said a day and a half.
Day and a half. I know that one.
I said three.
Three. Five. Okay. One of you. Is exactly right.
Oh.
So now we get to play the game. Who do you think is exactly right? And for everybody on Zoom, all of our Patreon people playing along, put them in the chat. I hope you already put your numbers. Now put who you think is exactly right. Renee, is it 1.5, 3, or 5?
I think it's 3.
Okay.
Jay, I think it's me. I'm saying 3.
Okay.
I think it's me.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you for having confidence in me.
Okay. For people with their scorecards at home,
shout it
you
out.
Need to move Renee to 3 for this answer. Get your answers in. Sidle up next to who you believe because the amount of days that this idiot had an erection.
After Jesus. 35 Viagra.
After 35 Viagra.
He's rich.
Is 5 days.
Oh, I should have went with
5 days.
5 days.
So 5 days.
A whole work week, Dan. That
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I mean.
That's how long he went, guys, before
terrifying.
He went to the hospital.
That's terrifying.
No.
Yes.
Wait.
So then you're like, it's never going to go down.
Medforth told the Sun, quote, I ended up feeling sick, dizzy, and hallucinating.
Yeah, because all your blood is in your balls.
Everything
dummy.
I saw was green. I don't even know.
What is that?
But at that point, yes. And I had a massive erection that would not go away.
Let's not say Matt. You had an erection. Yeah. We'll be the judge of if it was
I
want to
see a picture.
It wasn't.
Pictures or it didn't happen, bro.
Exactly. I want an unsolicited massive Viagra.
Yeah, no,
just kidding.
Maybe not. He says, now you know quote, how sting feels, brother.
Quote, it wasn't a permanent erection, but every time I brushed against something for 5 days, it sprang to life. Stop brushing your teeth.
Don't even brush your teeth. That's right. Don't brush
unless you got to quit.
Sit in a pool.
Just real quick. Can I just?
You can.
Because
you
guys
can
are
real
the
long.
You guys yeah. are. The,
you're real long. What do you want?
Ask us.
Listen. How often are you accidentally brushing your dick against something?
Not a lot.
Rarely.
Unless
Never.
You're like
Very
a good song's on and you want to kick a girl out of rhythm at a club. Like, when
or
are you
you're
really
in a tight subway and you're
right.
like, I just know. You're just.
It's that massive that this guy's like accidentally.
But he said
say,
it was not.
I would say
and then he
almost
would brush up against,
never.
I would say hardly
so
ever.
Occasionally. So this guy's
because
making a bigger
deal
out
of
nothing.
One of the reasons why is because if you are a dude who's randomly. Coming into contact with your genital, you're going to hurt yourself a
it's
lot.
It's not a 5-day
like
erection.
Kind of learn...
I'm sorry. It's not a 5-day
erection.
No,
he said he didn't have it for 5. He
said it was off and on.
For 5.
Triggered.
I don't like him.
Triggered.
I don't like him. Yeah.
Trigger dick.
Okay.
That's what he had.
There you go.
Trigger dick.
It wasn't a permanent erection. I eventually confessed what I had done to my wife, and she called an ambulance, which turned out to be a good move.
Until I started rubbing up against it.
So now we know about their sex life.
The paramedic, right? 5 days.
5 days?
5 days, you
not
don't
even
know.
A,
5 days.
Like,
5 days,
an
you're
an
not tapping in.
She's like, well, he's like, I've got to go to the hospital. She's like, let's wait a couple more days. She's like, I got to get everything I can out of this old fart.
The paramedics were very professional, but you could see they were trying not to laugh.
Uh-huh.
The plasterer. That is what Daniel does, I guess. The plaster from Withernsea in Yorkshire.
Withernsea in Yorkshire is the most British thing anyone has ever said, ever.
Was kept in the hospital for how long? How long? Now, he's already gone 5 days and 35 pills.
Yeah, but how long
How
is
long
he,
were they like, you...
He's missing work for this dumb fucking thing.
Right.
They just came in the hospital showing him pictures of Margaret Thatcher. And you're like,
well,
keep
that
it.
Might do
come
it for
down.
You. That might do it for you.
God they had to the detox queen. Him, right? Something had to happen when he got there.
Sure.
He had to tell the story to somebody.
To every orderly who would listen.
He had to keep being like, I'm sorry to point.
Yeah, yeah. And then they probably like, he had to drink milk or something. It's some magical beverage. Yep.
Okay.
I say he got there. He stayed for 3 days, but he got booted on the third.
So you're saying they kept him in the hospital for 3 days?
For 3 days. Okay. I think they had to detox.
I wonder if he called his penis Faulty Tower.
That's pretty. Ask our brothers. Thumbs
pretty
up.
Good. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to say 7 days. He was there for a week.
I'm going to say he discharged after 5 days and left after six.
Are you going six or are you going to be a goofy?
I'll be a goofy.
Okay.
Six. What a silly.
He was kept in the hospital for, get your answers in now, wherever you are, especially if you're one of our Patreon members on this Zoom with us.
So scared.
He got discharged from the hospital.
Yes.
He was in for a day and a half.
Oh, you should have got that deal.
I thought you double dip on a day and a half.
I'm going to tell you something. I almost said day and a half.
You should have felt it.
I felt it. I watched enough Grey's Anatomy to know.
You felt it in your
I do.
This would totally be a Grey's Anatomy.
Totally
story.
A Grey's Anatomy.
I think
story.
It was, actually.
Was it?
I got to say, yes. I'll look back into the archives.
Has to be.
Day and a half.
Danced around it.
Before returning home, the doctors and nurses told me off. Fortunately, my wife has forgiven me, and I realize I have been very, very lucky.
Naughty.
Even after being released from the hospital, his fortunes took a while to change. He was forced to stay in bed for not for the reasons he had in mind when he took the pills, which also isn't true. He took them to impress his friends. He wasn't trying to have sex with his wife.
It was a bet. His wife was not even part of the equation.
Exactly. It's not like he went straight home and was like,
let's go, honey. I know. Let's do it. No.
Okay.
She should be in the hospital, too, if that's the case.
That's right.
our friend in New York, La Assassina, who sent this to us. This is an older story.
Okay.
So it's from 2017.
It's fine. So there's a follow-up?
No. I just want to say, at the time of it printing, so go back 6 years.
This is before COVID, guys.
How old?
6 years, 4 years.
How old is Daniel Medforth?
In 2017 or
yes,
now?
In 2017. Do you want to go now? We can go now.
Let's go now.
I did
add
the math.
4 years.
I did the math. Well,
did you
6 years.
Six? Why? 2017 till
because
now?
It was older in the other thing as well.
Oh, okay, great. So you had six.
I believe.
Plus six. So how old is he? Yeah, what do you think?
No, let's go with how old he was then, because I know that for sure, in case I'm wrong on the dates.
He was 34.
34 years old from
Jay,
today.
44.
44 from Jason Sklar.
61.
61.
This is a guy with nothing left to live for.
Right.
Nothing left
Kids are out of the house. He wants to see
done.
How many pills he can take.
Let's go. See how
he's monster balling it. Just make
keep
me
that,
feel something.
I'm going to keep that kite
now,
in the sky.
I think he's a young dad who got married too young, had a kid too young, and was like, I need to feel, and
again.
I can't just fuck
still
a
monster's
chick.
Ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, there you go.
Fair.
Okay.
What a scene.
Dang.
Go ahead.
Got that Oscar. Ball. Daniel Medforth, we will get out of here on this. We will end our live mini for our Patreon members and the mini episode for our Friday episode for everybody who's listening.
And then for our Patreon fans, we will have a great story with
if you're ever in LA, Renee does shows all the time. You should go see her.
Yep.
She's also on the road. You might catch her in Chicago, and that's a good time.
Hello.
At Nene Gooder.
Okay, ready? Daniel Medforth.
Medforth.
Is, at the time of this, 36 years old.
You were right, Nate.
I should have said 37.
Renee.
I'd have been close.
34 is good.
34
you win
is
it.
Amazing.
You
got
win.
It. All right,
there you go.
Guys, just be careful with what you put in your bodies with regards to your
never
junk.
Do too much of anything. I don't care if it's cardio or pancakes.
Or
don't do too
cardio
much of
pancakes
it.
Or Viagra. Don't do too much of it because you're going to end up like this guy.
Yeah.
And that is the show, guys. That is it. Holy shit. We got to get back to work. We love you guys. We're out.
Boom. Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town. Scorpions Avenue, a podcast network.